saw last night. We saw a what could be considered a final, Germany against Italy, that was dominated and obviously won by Germany. They are now up against France to face either Portugal or Wales. Semi-finals coming your way this week, Wednesday night and Thursday night. First up, Portugal against Bales, Wales, followed by Germany against France on Thursday. If you had to pick who's going
I'll still stick to Germany.
Germany, okay, on one side, and on the other side?
Wales.
Yes. Wales.
And?
No. Wales got a big, big problem against Portugal with the lack of Ramsey. I said that last night, and I still maintain that. Ramsey,
so Portugal are going through?
I'm hoping that Wales can go for a draw and win it on penalties. I mean, I think Ramsey's going to be such a massive, massive loss to them. And as we've seen in the Germany game, as we've seen today, that, you know, the key players, when they need to play.
Yeah.
I know the Germany game wasn't particularly a massive or great game, but they did enough. Yeah, against the very, you know, very capable side in Italy. If Ronaldo turns up, Wales are in trouble.
Man of the match for you tonight, Sunil?
Well, there were many good performances, but for me, Pogba.
Pogba.
Not only did he score a very important goal, but I think he led the team well.
What about Griezmann again? Antoine Griezmann. He was great in the round of 16 game. He's been good again today, hasn't he?
I think starting a couple of games when he was played on the three on the right side, that didn't suit his game style. This suits his game style. This is exactly where he should be played.
More central.
Yeah, number 10, to just play around Giroud.
Yeah.
When the ball comes long, Giroud knocks it down. And so many times, a link-up player has been so good. And he's a genuine finisher. So the more you see him in front of the goal, the better for France.
There you go. There's the current tally in terms of the leading goal scorers for the Euros 2016. Griezmann, Payet,
Gabriel is fighting alone with three Frenchmen.
Huh? Yeah, and that's what you want to see if you're a coach, isn't it? Goals coming from various personnel, not just from one striker or one person.
Yeah, I've looked at France throughout the tournament, and today, that first half especially, was they had arrived. You know, they sort of huffed and puffed and sort of left it late on a number of occasions, which I thought was a concern. But when you've got players scoring from different positions as an opposition, then you've got a problem with who you're going to mark. England just got it wrong. Totally wrong. Tactically,
it makes that defeat worse, doesn't it? Seeing that tonight.
Yeah. Yeah, it does.
It was bad enough as it was at the time.
Yeah, I mean, for all the possession that England had and lack of real chances against Iceland, seeing France do what they've just done won't be easy to swallow. Having said that, as I say, I think that what Didier Deschamps has got done, he's selected the right players, played the right way, looked at Iceland's weaknesses and completely exploited all of them today. That first half especially, as I said, Roy Hodgson didn't seem to have a plan. The team couldn't exploit anything.
Yes, that's what's coming your way. We're in eager anticipation for the semi-finals midweek, Wednesday and Thursday night. Wednesday, first up, Portugal against Wales here on Sony 6 and Sony ESPN, followed on Thursday night by Germany against France.